Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the soul stretching sisters here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
So, every time I hear that, I just smile. Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Terry J. Walker, and you are listening to the I Am Power Hour. This is Soul Stretching Success. Couple things I want to talk about, Terry, before we get rolling here. One of the things, for those of you out there, and were watching us on Facebook last time and are watching us today, you are tuning in through whether it's AM 1150 or Transformation Talk Radio, any of the above. One of the things that I want you to know is you're going to be hearing more and more about Terry. And what I mean by that is last time she and I were on air, we talked a little bit about her journey and the making of the I Am Power Hour, but we didn't talk about who she is as a professional coach, a certified professional coach, a keynote speaker, a seminar leader. And we didn't talk about all of the things she has done in order to raise up and elevate people at all levels. One of the things we didn't talk about is her work with kids. So there's a lot we're going to talk with Terry about as we move forward. But the most important thing today is the launch and the birth of this show, but also of Soul Stretching Success. And throughout the show, we're going to make sure you have Terry's phone number, because that's going to be the best way to get a hold of her. Talk to her about her coaching program and anything else you want to talk about. But today, what she and I did, as we always do, we're chit-chatting about our lives and what's going on. The episode today is called Sometimes You're the Windshield, Sometimes You're the Bug. Terry, it is really great to roll with this one, boy.
Woo, let's roll on. Yes, and sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes we are the bug. And I'm excited to launch the birth of the I Am Power Hour show and be the co-host with you on it. It is just so exciting. But before we do get started, I just wanted to say one little thing. You know, Dr. Pat, I've been doing some research about some places that I would like to go, some islands, because I'm a warm weather kind of gal. And, you know, I like to research and see what's going on. But one of the things that I found, and I just wanted to throw this out there, and you may know it or you may not, but did you know that the Canary Islands don't have a single canary on them?
I did not know that.
Well, you know, the same's true for the Virgin Islands as well.
They don't have any virgins?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, they don't. They don't have any canaries. They don't have any canaries. So the thing I wanted to say was, it's about perception. Do you listen or do you hear? And where does your mind go and your thoughts? But that's what I wanted to throw out there. But yes, I am looking at some destinations to go to. But I thought that was a pretty good way to start, to kind of start out the show and talk about the power that we have within. So
let me just tell you, it's really interesting about that, because what it really talks to is how we form our perceptions of things.
Exactly.
Right. So what are some of the perceptions we have in life that are going to talk to whether you believe you are the windshield or you're the bug? Mm-hmm. So the perception is, if you don't have any money in your bank account, you're not rich.
Exactly.
That's a perception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the way we evaluate things. But, you know, if you look at people and you find the richness in the people you're around, and there are certain things about them, you don't even wonder anything about money, finances, right? They're not talking about it. You're just getting to know them at a heartfelt level. You don't really know, though, and this is something I would bet money on, Terry. The people that I could point to that have just richness in their souls, their hearts, who they are in life, right?
Right.
Something about them, to me, that I've learned after about 9,000 interviews is this. And you're one of them, and I'm one of them. Probably you've got a ton of listeners, one of them, too. And I think Nate for today really talks to it, talks to what I'm going to say. There's something about them that even when they are knocked down, they rise up.
Exactly.
Like, for example, Benny, Nate, none of us thought Nate would be in today because honestly, he had a thing happen to him, an emergency, and he was out. And I thought, we're just going to wish him well. And man, he came in today. Benny's like that too. You know, I can't even think about a day that Benny in 15 years has not shown up. So it talks to a certain.
I had two boys. That was a start.
I think that was like the only day.
It was. I took that week off. That's the only time I took off.
Maybe a couple of others. But honestly, yeah. Like one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's what it is. You got to ask yourself, what makes the fiber of us as people? And here's what we're talking about today, because I think this is it. Sometimes you're the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're the bug.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that when life knocks you down? Let's talk about the life knocking you down thing that gets going on with us, Terry. Do you even relate to that?
Oh my goodness. You know, that's pretty much my life story. And even wrote.
That's why and you even wrote that book.
Exactly. In the resume of life, you know, that's what kind of got me to sit down and put it all together in an effort to help myself and figure out what I was doing and how come this just continued to happen over and over and over again. And that's where the title, The Resume of Life, came from in an effort to help myself look at things and come up with a different and a newer perspective. Because I was the bug a lot of times. I mean, I got splatted every time I seemed to stand up. And some of us do that, and some of us have interval times where they get splatted, but they continue to carry on. But I think one of the keys of all that is the perseverance of it.
Mm.
You know, the question of there's got to be more than this. There's got to be something better than this. And to be able to finally go within and realize that we do have everything within us to make us capable of doing what we want. But just like the what I told you about the Canary Islands and the Virgins, or the Virgin Islands, I should say, because, you know, we talk about
Canaries,
everything on the
no
show.
Virgins. That's right. I'm right there with you.
Because can't go otherwise, can we?
But either way. Not going to happen.
But anyway, the perseverance and the something inside continues to drive us and move us forward. But the question becomes, are we listening to outside opinions of others and trying to do what it's going to take to make others happy or to make others feel more better about us? And in essence, that's supposed to make us feel better about ourselves. Or do we take life by the horns and go within and realize what our purpose and our passion is and grow from that and let go of the opinions and the fear of others? And that's where one of the things where we get knocked down is the question becomes, do we have the courage to rise back up?
I got to tell you, let me tell you something right about what you just said. I had a situation this week And I thought about you and about what we're going to talk about today. And I just want to comment about this, and maybe we'll probably skip the break. When we're talking about life knocking us down, sometimes the way we think about it, Terry, is we think about some gigunda thing, like a weird big thing. Like, for example, you have a big thing, I have big thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I have my mom's suicide, and, you know, people, when they hear that, you know, I have like my little homeless routine that I went through, you know, the job loss. I mean, you name it, right?
Right.
But there are littler things that really get under, like, it's like a burr under a saddle, right?
Yes.
And you blow it off. And that happened to me this week. And it was the most bizarre scenario. It was one of these things that you do in everyday life, because I want everybody to know, you and I, like, honestly, we go through our day. We're like everyday people. We're like regular people. We have days, right? That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes stuff happens. So I want to ask you this. Since I've known you, stuff has happened.
Yes.
But that has not stopped you from saying yes, growing, expanding, trusting us, and coming out with something that came to you, just a brilliant idea about soul stretch and success. And here's the question. Being knocked down and being at the bottom of something, I think sometimes it allows for the most creative juices we have to come forward. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. And I think it puts us in a position where we have to come up with a solution. And a lot of times we look at things on the TV and we complain about it, and we see homelessness, or we see hunger, or we see negative events. And a lot of us just sit back and complain about it, but we don't do anything about it. But when it happens to us and we get knocked down, we have no other alternative but either to stay there or to rise back up. And I heard a scenario or analogy not long ago was, when you get knocked down, be sure that you fall on your back so you can look up to get up. And that is when we get our most creative juices and the best opportunities to rise above with possibilities and understanding that anything is possible.
Yeah, I am so thrilled to be talking about this, because we're talking about the bug now. We're not talking about the windshield yet. We're talking about the bug. I want to share a story with you, a little bit short story. I'm going to try not to get all long-winded with it, because I want to get to the point. You know, we are creating our new platform, and also we're also creating, you know, our AI for connecting all of us to create a better world, to help everyone, right? To share the things we've learned. So we've got that going on. We've also got our current technology going on, which will be done probably February, right? And I'm really excited about it. And so, as any of us do, when you're building a business, sometimes you got to go either get investors or maybe take a short-term loan, right?
Exactly.
And so I was looking at doing that this week, because I'm thinking, wow, I mean, look at what we want to build. I can accelerate everything, right? I'm thinking I could accelerate. I could, like, boom, 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 to get it all in line with the upcoming video that's going to be released. So I'm like, hey, let me get it done. So I go online. And I want to tell people, don't do what I'm about to tell you. I learned this. This is what being the bug is like. So you do not have to be the bug. Don't do this. I thought I'm going to be smart and I'm going to shop around. So I go get about three or four of these applications for these lending people. And I start to fill them out. And so all of them say to you, we're only going to do a soft credit check. That's what they say. And I'm saying, you better be true for that, because I locked my Experian report. So here's what happens. One of the companies, even though they said they didn't, did it. And all of the alarms went off with my companies. But here's the bug story. Rather than the guy, the head guy of the company, and I'm going to mention him at some point, the head guy of the company saying to me, I am so sorry. We will do what we can to undo that. All I heard was him yelling and screaming at me, interrupting me, telling me about how out of control I am. This happened to me like yesterday.
Oh, man.
Telling me about all of that, telling me that I signed a paper, even though I have an email from their agent saying they wouldn't. And I thought to myself, I feel like the bug.
Yeah.
I feel like the bug. How many of you out there have had other people who don't even know you make you think that you all are crazy,
mm-hmm.
something wrong with you? And this happens at work. And you start to think I'm the bug. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, one of the things I learned as a kid when we would be driving down the road and the bug would hit the windshield and go splat and it would just be all over the place. And my dad would say, well, he doesn't have the guts to do that again. So it basically you have to change course and you need to step back up out of the box and figure out what it is that you need to be doing and letting go of the opinions of the fine opinions of others, maybe I should say, of others to know exactly what you need to do and then be able to take action upon that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we end up being splattered and then we quit or we give up. But there's always a way. There's always a way.
And, you know, let's go to that for a minute, because I don't want you all to be thinking about these lenders for these people that give you cash advances that they're all like this. This is one company that when the time is right, I need to make sure all y'all know, be real careful. Here's what I love about this, because we have some tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling like the bug for a minute, but not very long. And along comes one of the other folks, right? A company that I got to work with two guys, a guy named Nick and a guy named Jake, and their names, and I will say who they are, they're called Quick Capital Funding. And the reason I'm going to say who they are is because in the same experience, and we got to talk about this, Terry, in the same experience, if we would have had that one event, we would have quit.
Mm-hmm.
We would have been like, oh my God, I feel awful. I made a horrible mistake. Look at what I did. You know, oh, what am I going to do? And then you meet these two guys, Nick and Jake. And out of this, they talk to you about who you are. They become part of your team. They become part of the solution.
Exactly.
They really work on your behalf. Right. So now you're the windshield. Here's my question for you, because this is an everyday thing that happens. How many times, Terry, have we given our bosses a report at work and we just go through horrific denigration of self-worth? How many times? Right. But these two guys at Quick Capital Funding, Quick, Q-U-I-C-K Capital Funding, they heard my story. And despite that, and despite the hard credit check that wasn't supposed to happen, they treated me like a human being. And I got to tell you something. In the world of money, that is rare.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we have to seek and search for, is to believe that we can, you know, and will overcome. And that's the courage to rise up and to know that maybe not everybody is going to be the one to help you. And that's the same even in relationships. You know, you've got to identify who you are and then identify who the relationships or the people are that you want to be with. There are people out there that want to help you to be successful. And apparently these guys are two of those people. But prior to that, you ended up being condemned and put down by someone else, which would have given you the opportunity to, like you said, just quit or give up.
Yeah.
But instead, you kept going, and the right people, the right opportunities, did come along. And that is true for the law of attraction. It doesn't get any better than that. If you can come back out and pull that out of yourself and see exactly what took place, then you know. Then you know. And then the right people will come along. It's not always going to be the right person. And there's going to be those that are wolves in sheep's clothing or whatever.
I think but they're wolves in wolves' clothing. That's
yeah,
why,
well, there you
that's,
go.
That's why they ain't no canaries on Canary Island. The wolves got them.
What happened in the Virgin Islands? That's the next question.
That's the next question. But isn't this what you call soul stretching? Let's just talk about this now, because this idea to rise up, I want you to talk a little bit about this, because actually I want you to talk a lot about it. Because this is that soul stretching rising up, the effects of fear and the benefits of soul stretching. Let's talk a little bit about that from your perspective.
Well, and we can start with the effects of fear and how that brings us down. Fear of failing, fear of not being good enough, fear of not having enough, whatever the fear is. And some of us even fear such things as success, because we're afraid we won't measure up or we won't achieve that semblance of success. But the issue is, we do have that. We do have the capabilities to rise up. We just need to be aware and consciously aware of who we are, break those snooze button habits, and rise up toward the success with the soul stretching. Nobody said that is successful, that it was easy. And if it was, we'd all be there. But there are various benefits, and there are things that we can do to improve our lives. And that is the soul stretching success. Surround yourself and work with people who are already there, who have already made it to that point and can help pull that out of you. I told you this before. You know, you helped pull some of the things out of me. I had the ideas. I had the creativity. But I needed some help. And that is where we all come in. And that's the thing that we all need to understand too. We are all connected. I wrote about this in the book, in the Resume of Life, and you brought it up months ago, that one of the first statements that I made was, we need to understand that we're all energy and we're all connected. We're all a part of the whole. And being able to work through that and understand that, and then start putting into the soul stretching success packages and things like that we're talking about is really what's going to make the difference of whether a person is successful in their own right and transforms to what they want to be and have and become. Because let me tell you something, the greatest thing that any of us really probably, if we got right down to it, doesn't want to die with or come to the end of our journey with, is that of regret.
Oh, no, we don't.
And, you know, and I've told you, I've studied Dr. Wayne
Dyer.
I
think it's two things. I think it's regret and resentment. Those two things, and they go together. They're like the twins.
Yes, they are. They are.
That's a hard feeling.
And I, like I was saying, I studied Dr. Wayne Dyer, and mm-hmm. his big thing was, don't die with the music still in you. And so with those things, I think that, you know, once we learn that we have the power within, we have the energy to do what we need to do and to stand up for who we are and to start to our truth, our alignment, our source energy, then we start in activating the soul stretching success. If we become the bug on the windshield, if we get knocked down, do we have the courage to rise back up? And those are the million-dollar questions, because the rising back up, and as you and I've said, I mean, being knocked down has been the story of my life, and it has been with yours. Yep. But did you have the perseverance? Did you have the courage, the willingness, the want, the knowing that something deep within you is here for more than just being knocked down? And that's where the soul-stretching success comes in, to be able to rise up, to be able to transform into whatever it is that you and your purpose is about. And one of the things about our purpose is, and what our purpose is on this journey, is to be our truest, to rise up to our truest, highest, and greatest self.
You know how we know sometimes about this? And we're going to take a break and come back. You know how we can pinpoint this? This is information. This is a little soul stretching tip for all you out there. You know how you know a couple of ways that you can tell about the character of somebody that you're about to work with or you're going to work with? The minute they start to throw their employee under the bus.
Yeah.
The minute that Nikki gets thrown under the bus for not knowing, the minute that and over and over again, and takes no responsibility, the minute that that happens, a light bulb should go on and you should be smacking that snooze button habit right out of the park. Because that's the time, if I keep hitting the snooze button on here, okay, spirit's telling you, I'm hitting the snooze button. I didn't hear it. I'm going to be in trouble. When we come back, we're going to talk about that snooze button. And what does that mean? Ever since I started to do this show with you, seriously, this is the truth. I have not hit my snooze button once. I have gotten right up. And I think it's just, I think something happened in rewiring of this crazy. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to give you lots of information, but also this is a live call-in show with me and Terry J. Walker, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, I'm going to give you Terry's phone number, great way to get a hold of her, and lots more information, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a strange old game, you learn it slow. One step forward and it's back to go. You're standing on the throttle, you're standing on the brake.
In the groove. Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes it all comes together, but sometimes you're a fool in love. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, but sometimes you're the
bug. Yeah, they're hearing it. Sometimes you're the Louisville slugger.
And sometimes you're the ball.
But you don't ever want to be that canary looking for the Canary Islands. You're going to be the only canary.
You know, I had to use that. I mean, I had to utilize that because, you know.
That was so fun. That was so fun.
Where do our thoughts go?
Totally. all right, look, we are talking about sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. This is a live call-in coaching with Terry, 1-800-930-2819. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. We'll take your questions. Or you could go to Transformation Talk Radio, type in your question. And pretty soon, Nate's going to create for us this new texting thing where people can do texting. But all right. I'm going to leave that up to Nate. Here's what we want to do. I want to make sure. Here's what's going on with Terry. We have a fabulous new website we're building for her. It's about 85% done. You could go take a peek at it at iampowerhour.com, and we'll give you her phone number, but you can also go find out about her at I Am Terry J. Walker. So you're gonna, the reason I did this for this show today, there's a reason I wanted to do this today like this. We can talk about talking about what our why is. We could talk about standing in our yes. But I want people to see this, because when you say yes, you got to be all in. You've got to be all in. You can't be half in, right? And
right.
And so tell people about the new 800 number you got.
Oh, wow. Well, I got a new 800 number, but it's actually 888. So be sure of that, because I want to make sure that it was really easy. 888-426-7697. And you know what that equates to? 888 IAMPOWR. I am power. So when you dial that number, you are saying that you, I am power. So 888 888- 426-7697 or 888, I am power.
I'll tell you, you are all about the soul stretching. I think your soul right now is like a little silly putty. I think we got a little silly putty. All right, here's what I want to talk to you about. The snooze button, right?
Right.
The snooze button. That's a metaphor, but it's not really. I really mean it when I said I have not hit the snooze button since we did that promo. Break that snooze button thing. I don't even know if Benny's got the sound effects on the break thing, but I haven't done it. And I'll tell you the other thing is, it's now become a metaphor. I would love for you to share how that came up for you and how it is going to help us to really stand tall and rise up, right? Because I had a moment on that call where this man is yelling at me saying, ma'am, you're interrupting me. And I'm like, not saying a word. And I almost let my New York out, but I said, I'm not going there. I'm just not going to do it. And how do we break that snooze button happen? And what the heck happens? I know what happened for me. As a result of that, I got my buddies, Nick and Jake from Quick. I got them. Right. You know, whether I work with them or not, or they could do for me what it is that I want to get done. I'm working with two people that I will work with for my life because of who they are and how they work and how honest they are. I mean, And I don't even know if they can help me. But that doesn't matter, does it?
You know, you don't have to worry about how. You just need to start with why and start working toward it. The how will take care of itself. But just like with an alarm clock, and I know when we did like the making of the I Am Power Hour a couple of weeks ago, you put that in there to show how annoying it can be. And you know, when we are take your alarm clock, there it is, and you hit that snooze, and 5 or 10 minutes later, it's set to go off again, and you hit it again, and you roll over, and you go back to sleep or doze back off, and then you hit it again. And what happens to you is you actually end up getting in a pretty foul mood. You know, you don't start your day off right because you're already aggravated. Well, it's the same in life. Like if you're working with someone, and I've experienced this firsthand on various occasions, but when your boss comes to you and doesn't want you to be successful or doesn't want to help you to grow, even with the ideas that you bring to them, and you just hit that snooze button again and you walk out with basically your head down and you go back again and they deny you again and you walk out with your head down and you know somewhere in here that there's more to life than just being put down or being told no or being put in a position where you don't feel good enough or don't amount to anything or people just don't believe in you. And so we continue to push that snooze button again and again and again. And a lot of times we don't realize that there are other people out there, and being and coming from a sales perspective, you know, it's a 1 in 10. If you knock on 10 doors, you're bound to get a yes in one time. So that's pretty much the statistics of that. But if you're continuing to go back and do the same thing over and over and over again, and that person is not being responsive to you, then maybe it's time to look elsewhere and stop pushing that snooze button, because all you do when you push that snooze button is you bring yourself down, you get yourself in a worse mood. I mean, I know I've pushed that snooze button plenty of times in the morning just for the analogy of it, and you get up and you're aggravated because the darn thing kept going off and you didn't want to get up, and so you've started your whole day out like that. But when you continue to push the snooze button with people that you're operating with who are not helping to build you up, or you're not helping to build up, or it's a give and take situation, you're going to continue to push that snooze button and your self-worth is going to depreciate, just like your attitude in the morning depreciates. And so again, we go back to the great wisdom of Maya Angelou. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yeah.
And those people yesterday showed you who they were. You believed them. But guess what? Another opportunity presented itself. And that's where it will always, when one door closes, another door will open, or a window will open. And there are always opportunities. It's happened with me with my job. And it certainly happened with the fact of meeting you, because I put it out there, I believed in it, and I stopped pushing the snooze button. And the more I worked with you, the less I began to push it, to the fact that I'm more keenly aware, because it's a practice, it's a habit, I'm more keenly aware of, am I about to push that snooze button, or am I going to go ahead and step on out there and become the truth of who I am and the authentic self and do what I feel is right to do to help myself and to help others.
Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about here, and I want to go back and make sure we talk about a little bit more, is this is how you build that windshield strength.
Exactly.
This is how you build the windshield strength. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not talking about, like, you know, the 61 Beetle I had, right, for like a gazillion years with the 15 crash windshield.
Well, and what you guys have on our, the windshield, the little bug, Beetle bug that Miss Linda provided for us
for
on this link for the show.
Yeah.
It was absolutely phenomenally beautiful. Yeah. And I loved it.
Yeah. But this is like, though, one of the things I love, and let's talk about, let's give the windshield a little bit of time if we could. One of the things I know about a windshield, and having rode motorcycles, Betty rides motorcycles, having rode motorcycles, one of the things you know is on a motorcycle, there are two things that will happen, right, when it comes to this talk. It's you either have one of those big windshields, right, that come up here to protect you, mm-hmm. or if you're me and back in the day riding a Harley, you basically have your little helmet and your Harley glasses, and you are taking in more protein in riding that Harley than you would if you sat down and ate a steak dinner.
Exactly. But it's nourishment.
But if you have a windshield,
right,
the windshield will take the brunt. And you know what's so cool about that? When you're done riding, you wipe it off. Let's talk about that, because sometimes after all is said and done, you're not done by just being the windshield. You got some other stuff to do.
Yep. And I'm going to let you go ahead and take that and lead with it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, in life, we have to think about how many things we're holding on to.
Right.
What are we holding on to? Remember, yes. You talked about regret.
Yeah.
Regret is the accumulation of those things. Those things that we have held on to that we think or thought that we should have, would have, could have done.
Yeah.
And resentment will cover the entire windshield. And resentment is our perspective on things that happened to us that we carry forward. And when you combine these two things, and you're talking soul stretching success, one of the things we should address here today is the fact that we got to do some cleanup work.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do some cleanup work. You know, I used to live up in Montclair, New Jersey, and Montclair is known for its very tall, like oak trees, like everywhere, like oak. And, you know, like oak trees, they lose their leaves. And I lived next to a guy up there who never raked his leaves. And I didn't live there very long, but I would talk to him about it. And right. He said, no, I never rake my leaves. And I watched the accumulation of these leaves. And you know what I discovered? This is the takeaway from the show. What I discovered is when you load up your lawn with leaves year after year after year, and you pile it up there, and they're all wet and they're all soggy, the grass does not grow.
Exactly.
That is the takeaway for today. Because if we don't clear up our windshield, even exactly. If you are the best windshield on the planet, if you don't clean that thing up, you are not going to be able to see.
You are exactly right. And you know what else? If you don't use your windshield washer, you're not going to be able to see too, because of all the bugs that are splattered upon it and other things that may come from the sky.
That's
so
right.
With that being said, I mean, you are exactly right. You've got to be able to clean yourself up. And I even put this in the resume of life too, was that, you know, we allow our burdens, those regrets, those things continue to pile upon us throughout our life, throughout our journey. And as we do that, the cross that we bear, if you want to look at it that way, becomes heavier and heavier. And until we are able to release that and clean that up in the fact of forgiveness, in the fact of gratitude, in the fact of faith and believing and growing within ourselves, we're going to be in trouble, and it's just going to get heavier and heavier and heavier, or like the windshield, get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. You've got to do some cleanup work. And that's another part of the soul stretching success, is having to really get in there and forgive yourself, forgive others, and to be able to have do some of that cleanup work so that you can move forward, because that's what life's about anyway, is moving forward, not continuing to live in the past. But if you bring that energy of the past with you, you're going to carry it with you always until you clean it up. You've got to let the light in. You've got to remove the weeds and the light. The grass cannot grow without light.
Yeah. Let's talk about this too. Let's bring this around to the consciousness and the awareness. One of the things that I want to talk about with you, and by the way, again, if you want to give a call to Terry, please go ahead and do it. 888-426-7697. I want to jump over to something. And the first time I met you and talked with you and read your book, what I was struck by was people that do holistic or all-inclusive work, they talk about mind, body, spirit. Mm-hmm. You talk about spirit, mind, body, and the importance of the soul part of soul stretching. Can you talk about how that either fuels or won't fuel our ability to rise up and overcome fear and doubt?
Well, the thing that fuels, outside things don't fuel us. That fuels our ego of the things that we want. But what truly fuels us from the inside will help us to achieve those things on the outside world. But if we lead with our I am, our internal wisdom, our spirit, our soul, our God self, whatever you choose to call it, our consciousness, and we learn to silence our mind to listen. And that even goes back to the beginning of, do we listen or do we hear? But actually not only listen, but hear what our internal self is saying for us to help us to improve our life, and in turn know that we're connected with others and to be kinder and more loving with others. Those are the things that it all begins with. And even in companies, what makes a company, for example, I'm going to shift gears from just the internal self but just to the company self. What makes a company? A company is a thing, but the people that are working within it is what helps to either create it and to make it thrive or bring it completely down. So it that too is the internal workings of the I am, the soul, the creativity, whatever. Both are internal workings, and how we work on those to brainstorm in a company, to be creative, to allow our employees to do things, leadership, teamwork, and all of that. Also within ourselves, how do we heal ourselves? How do we grow within ourselves? Both starts from the internal, the I am, the spirit. Once we start making those changes internally and listening and hearing and understanding the creativity and the purpose and the passion and the truth of ourselves, the mind, we change our thoughts and we begin to understand what our thoughts are and recognizing and becoming more consciously aware of our thought patterns and what we're saying to ourselves and in turn what we're saying to others. And then the body becomes healthier because we are less stressed, we are less frustrated, we are less angry. And so that changes the biochemistry of the body, and it has no other alternative but to follow, because we also start taking better care of ourselves through nourishment and proper nutrition and all of that. So that's why I've changed it from mind, body, spirit, or body, mind, spirit, to spirit, mind, and body. Because truthfully, everything begins from within.
You know, when I'm listening to this, I just want to say to you and to anybody listening or watching this, I don't know what your journey has been like in your life, but I know my journey and my relationship with spirit, God, whoever you want to call it, God of your understanding, it's been tumultuous.
Yeah.
Tumultuous. And I was going over some pictures of my childhood that were left through my uncle, left to me through my uncle's best friend. And somebody asked me about my boarding school experience. They asked me, could you really get kicked out of boarding school at age six? And I said, yeah, I know I did. Right. And it's almost as if they wanted to know, do you have any pictures? Do you remember the school? And I'm going through these pictures and they're in my Dropbox. And all of a sudden, there's this picture of this academy, aerial view. And on the back of it is MSDA, Mount St. Dominic Academy. And I thought, why in the world would that be popping up for me now? And I thought it's kind of eerie. I got this person talking to me about it. And I didn't have a whole lot of information because I didn't remember. I was six. And then I find it. So here's my question. Isn't this how spirit works? And isn't this how you work with people in the soul stretching process?
Success. It absolutely process? Is. It's synchronicity all the way. I mean, because once you start looking at things, and being more consciously aware of signs or things that are going on around you, you will take heed and listen to the signs and listen to the words that are being said to you or the feelings that are being put within you for your purpose and your goal, and things will pop up. You know, again, it's like when you're thinking about somebody and you think maybe I should give them a call, and then suddenly, boom, within just a matter of minutes, they call you and you haven't talked to them in a long time. That's synchronicity. Things begin to happen as the universe is working for you and the power of your thoughts. When you're driving down the road and you see a specific sign, you're thinking, I need to get maybe my plumbing fixed. There's something wrong with my plumbing. And lo and behold, just within a matter of minutes, there comes a truck that is a plumbing truck that has the phone number on there ready for you to call. These are signs that if we become more consciously aware of, we will see. The same with you. You were thinking about that. People were asking you questions about it. And lo and behold, the picture did show up, which gave you the insight of there's the school, there it is, and I was there.
And, you know, I want to say something because I know you talk about working with me, but I got to tell you, this is a phenomenal team. I didn't mention Zach, and I should mention Zach for a minute, because while Sean's out and Nate's out, Mr. Zach, however magically he did it with Jessica jumping in, everybody came to the forefront. No questions asked. Do you know what I mean? And what I love about this is everybody on this team is in service of a better world. And that's the part that's so hard to realize. And that's what you do. You working with people at that level of success, that level of stretching, that literally activates our pathway that the soul is so wanting us to embark on, that journey. You started talking about the journey because you like warm weather in the islands, right?
Exactly.
But soul stretching success is a journey. And I want to thank you for today. Last question, I want to ask you this. Today, we're getting ready to rock it and roll it and move it into the holiday. And I got to ask you, what is your soul stretching success message for all of us right here?
You know, I wish everybody a wonderful holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a Happy Hanukkah, whatever you want to call it, a happy holiday season. I don't want to step on any toes. But what I do want to say is it can be a joyful, magical time if you allow it to be so. And I guess my message is when we start making the change and the shift of becoming aligned with our truest, highest self, our source energy, everything begins from within. And that alignment makes me think of a powerful quote from a mentor of mine, Abraham and Esther Hicks.
Yeah, boy.
And that is, and take this for the holidays and the hustle and the bustle and use it in your life, because the energy that creates worlds is what flows through you. And you do have the power. You are successful. You have it within. But one who is in alignment with their source energy is more powerful than millions who are not. The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you next time.
Yeehaw! Yeah.